extra ecclesiam nulla salus. Outside of the church, there is no salvation. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Extra ecclesiam nulla salus. Outside of the church, the one holy Catholic and apostolic church, there is no salvation. These are bold words. Bold words. And in fact, the literal translation of the Latin which was used by Boniface VIII in his his papal bull, Unam Sanctam, at the beginning of the 14th century, are that away from the church, extra ecclesiam, away from the church, no one is saved. These words, made most famous through this papal bull, have nonetheless been repeated in every age, in every place, in every time, and to every people since the very day of our Lord's Passion, when he would look to his Heavenly Father and say, Ut unum sint, that they would be one, as we are one. The consolation of these words come once they have been accepted as words from God. Words from God that have had to be repeated in each age across Christian history at the time in which they were needed most. Because the sheep were being scattered. Because at the helm there was a pastor who was not there to guide his sheep as they need guided. And in order to make the love of God known, the love of the Good Shepherd, that we would be reminded of this fundamental truth to our Catholic faith, the fundamental truth of the one true religion that God himself established through his incarnation, his redemptive incarnation, which from all of eternity was destined to bring us and all of the human race to the one fold that will lead us to our blessed destiny. Outside of that fold, we are lost, and God knows it. That's why he has established his church. In order to bring us safely from this valley of tears to our blessed destiny, and to do it with certainty, and to do it with grace, to do it with love, and to do it at times with severity and conviction. The shepherd holds a staff. He holds a staff, and on that staff there are three components, not unlike, of course, the bishop's mitre. There is the hook, there is the rod, and there is the point. And every bishop at his consecration is reminded on how to use this staff in order to shepherd his flock, in order to lead them on to the gates of heaven. The hook is there to pull the sheep back when it is that they go astray, when it is that they are ripped from the flock by the mouths of the wolves, and sometimes the wolves in sheep's clothing, to pull them back into the safety of that fold. That violence, that seeming violence that is done to the sheep in order to rescue it from the mouth of the devil. He uses that hook to corral us back, and at times, yes, it hurts. That moment of pain, that moment of what seems like temporary bondage because you are under the direction of someone else, is in order to reestablish your freedom on your way to heaven. The second is the rod. the part that is held, the part that is strong, the part that is sturdy, the part that demands and commands. The shepherd holds on to this in tough times. In all good bishops, you will see the sweat, the blood, and even the nails on his crozier because of how tightly he holds on to his post in the midst of storms. That is to keep us strong, to keep us on course, and to calm the seas that are laying waste for all of the ships around, that the bark of Peter would remain on course and remain on its way to heaven. And the point at the bottom of the crozier is rather appropriately called in Latin the stimulus. And it is meant to poke those sheep that need a little prodding. Because in this fold we grow complacent. We grow complacent and we are content at times simply to be shuffled along with the momentum of the other sheep, not knowing that we have to move. We have to work. And we have to bring others to this fold. Though we are sheep, it is through our fidelity to the flock that others know that this is safe and that this is sure and that outside of the church there is no salvation. These words will do none of us any good if they are said with pride. They are only effective when they're spoken in truth, and a truth that lives in charity, because that is the way with which they were spoken by Christ. Salvation, the very word, invokes in us the necessity to be saved. And if we say that one cannot be saved outside of the church, we must understand why. And it is quite simple. To be saved, there must be a Savior. And to be saved, we must have something from which we must be rescued. For someone who does not acknowledge that they are in danger, for someone who does not acknowledge that they are in need of saving, for someone who does not acknowledge the one who can save and the only one who can save us from our sins and therefore the eternal punishment that we deserve for them, how can there be salvation for those who do not know the Good Shepherd? That is why it is so important for you to make known the love of God outside of these walls. It is easy for me to say this to you today because of the comfort, the protection, the security that Holy Mother Church gives to us in this sanctuary. But my words do nothing if they do not resonate in your ears to then vibrate into your hands and into your feet to do what is necessary in order to bring people here, to bring people to the very personification, the materialization of the incarnate religion, the God who so loved you that he would leave the august eternity of his divinity, humbling himself to come to this world plagued by sin, by death, and by suffering, in order to show you the words that until that point had only been heard. And he wanted to make it known that those words must be done. And he did it himself. He made incarnate the eternal salvation of God in order to bring it to each and every single one of us, every single human soul until the end of time. But how? Through you. You bring souls to the church. You bring them to the altar where the priest is then able to give them everything that Christ has desired for them to have. But how do they come to the altar? Through you, dear faithful and dear friends. They come here because of your zeal. We read in the Holy Scriptures that zeal for the house of God has consumed my soul. Zeal for the church, that one holy Roman and Catholic and apostolic church, outside of which we know with conviction there is no salvation, that we would bring people here in order to save their souls. Because we love them, and we do not want to see what we know will happen to those who are left in the clutches of the wolf, in the mouth of the jaws of sin, and in a world that sadly is plunged into the darkness of our times. We are led by the light of the world, the light of Christ that shines brightly for us to see. And now we must take that light to every aspect of our lives. To reestablish the reign of Christ in this world will require your efforts. Your efforts in cooperation with the ministry of the church that God has established in order to shepherd your souls, in order to discern which shepherds are indeed those appointed by God and not the hirelings who will run the moment that the wolf comes. This is what is at stake. And this is what you, dear faithful, can control. Because we are told here and now that the sheep know the good shepherd because they hear his voice. It resonates through their ears and it stimulates their heart to do what they know they must do and to follow what they know they must follow, even amidst the confusion of a world that is turned away from God, a world that is governed by wolves, and a world where even the sheep are rather wolves in sheep's clothing. Do not despair. Know that the Good Shepherd will not leave you orphans, and that he has appointed pastors over your souls in order to pull you from the wolf's mouth when it is that you have chosen to go astray by your sins. In order to bring you back to the flock, in order to maintain the stability of that flock, and in order to push you on to drive more zealously unto your eternal destiny in heaven, and to bring others to have what you have been blessed to have. For you will be held accountable, as will I, for what it is that we have done to save those souls from the snares of the devil. The Good Shepherd is with you always, and he is there to support you. The Holy Ghost hovers above the flock in order to protect it from above. And our Holy Mother Mary guides the flock, guides the church with her maternal mantle in order to bring us all to the unique destination of the church, where we are all headed, provided our fidelity, provided our hope, and provided our charity to bring all souls to Christ. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.